हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत् कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच जायसि चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे माम् नियोजयसि केशव। व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिम् मोहयसीव मे तदेकम् वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानाम् कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम्। न कर्मणामनारम्भान्नैष्कर्म्यम् पुरुषोऽश्नुते न च सन्न्यसनादेव सिद्धिम् समधिगच्छति। For this fourth verse, we have seen the beautiful introduction given by Shankara Bhagavat Pada. Bhagavan understood Arjuna's mind and he wanted to relieve Arjuna of the worry that why Bhagavan did not emphasize to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga. If Jnana Yoga was superior to Karma Yoga, if Jnana Yoga was the direct means of attainment of knowledge, why Bhagavan engaged him in discipline of Karma Yoga? Why Bhagavan engaged him in the unpleasant karma, ghora karma? Why Bhagavan prescribed for him the discipline of Karma Yoga instead of asking him to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga? The Arjuna's worry. So Bhagavan wanted to relieve him of that worry. Second thing, this Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga are two important disciplines. Both have to be followed followed sequentially by every spiritual aspirant, every spiritual seeker. If a person has already gone through the discipline of Karma Yoga, then he would have got the benefit of having followed the Karma Yoga discipline, that he must be blessed with adequate qualification, the preparedness in terms of having Viveka Vairagyam. Then naturally the person will not be inclined for karma. Naturally he'll be inclined for the pursuit of jnana. For such a person, the discipline to be followed is jnana yoga. So one must have definitely gone through the discipline of karma yoga in this life or at least in the previous janma lives, that somehow he must have got that mental makeup, that he must be already mature enough he must naturally have that dispassion towards artha kama dharmas in order to be eligible to pursue the follow the discipline of jnana yoga. See, dispassion, vairagyam will not happen unless a person genuinely sees that artha kama dharmas, the worldly pursuits, will not be able to bless a person with what exactly is aspired for, what exactly is sought after by him. This has been become very clear. So the viveka, one cannot have that easily. Even to have, one must have that intellectual sharpness to even to have the discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is eternal, what is ephemeral. And thereby to have dispassion towards everything ephemeral, anything time-bound, impermanent. And to have passion for the eternal. One must have that viveka. So that is possible only if a person has punyam, for which one must have tapped Bhagavan's grace. Be able to tap Bhagavan's grace, to be able to have punyam, to be inclined for jnana yoga, to be committed to the pursuit of jnanam, to have viveka vairagyam, one must have got one's obstacles removed. Pratibandhas, one must have got the pratibandhas removed. Now to get the pratibandhas removed, one must have neutralized the paradha papa karma one would have earned, one has in one's account. And neutralizing the papa karma does not happen overnight, for which one has to strictly perform all his duties, nitya-nimittika karmas, in conformity with dharma or the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan as karma yoga. So performance of actions is important. It's not merely performing the actions, performing actions with the purushartha nischaya, with the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, having one's focus on mental preparation. When a person strictly lives prayerfully, worshipfully, life of dharma, the proper attitude as a yoga, then it is possible for one to tap Bhagavan's grace. Thereby, it is possible for one to neutralize the parabdha papa karma. And the papa karma become neutralized, then there will be, you know, the capacity to want to neutralize one's emotions, manage one's emotions. Neutralizing papa will bless a person with the capacity to manage one's emotions. That is how one can have relative mental purification, mental steadiness, that one will be eligible, one will be inclined for, eligible for following the discipline of jnana yoga. Therefore, without living a life of karma yoga, either in this janma or in previous janma, without having adequate mental preparedness in terms of certain degree of viveka vairagyam, it is impossible for one to be inclined for, to be able to follow the discipline of jnana yoga. Therefore, karma yoga by itself independently cannot be a means of attainment of moksha, attainment of jnanam. Karma yoga can be indirectly a means of attainment of jnanam by contributing for mental preparedness. So karma yoga followed without the attainment of jnanam will be incomplete. And jnana yoga, of course, is direct, definitely becomes the direct means of attainment of jnanam. Because a person who follows jnana yoga already must have definitely gone through the discipline of karma yoga. Must have earned that punyam, must have earned that preparedness. It doesn't happen over viveka vairagyam. To have viveka vairagyam, one needs Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace can be tapped only if a person lives a life of dharma, karma yoga. That's why dharma anushtanam is highly emphasized, without which it is not possible at all to be inclined for jnanam, to be eligible for following the discipline of jnana yoga. Where's the question of attaining jnanam without the preparedness? Okay, therefore one should not mistake that just because Bhagavan prescribed those two disciplines, that those two disciplines should not be mistaken to be independent paths by following which one can attain jnanam. They both have to be followed sequentially. That's how one can become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. That's how one can attain jnanam. So jnana yoga already involves what? Karma yoga. Jnana yoga itself, living a life of karma yoga, becomes the means of eligibility for following the discipline of jnana yoga. Therefore, jnana yoga is the indirect means of, the direct means of attainment of jnanam, which itself is moksha. So Bhagavan clarified all this. For this purpose, to give this clarity, Bhagavan presents the teaching in the fourth verse. We have seen that also. Then in the fourth verse, we understood the unfoldment of the first verse, the first line of the sentence. So, nakarmanamanarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute purushaha naishkarmyam na ashnute purushaha naishkarmyam na ashnute karmanamanarambhat karmanam anarambhat purushaha naishkarmyam na ashnute. One definitely does not attain moksha as a result of non-performance of actions, non-performance of one's nitrimittika karmani. See, performance of actions implies performance of one's prescribed duties. Performance of prescribed duties means performance of nitrimittika karmani. Performance of nitrimittika karmani means here living a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga here means living a life of panchamaha yajnaha. Okay. So without living a life of karma yoga, one does not attain, does not enjoy naishkarmyam, attain moksha. Why? The word naishkarmyam, which actually means actionlessness, implies freedom. Why? Because naishkarmyam is swarupma of the atma. Therefore, freedom is swarupma of the atma. Attaining actionlessness means discovering actionlessness being one's own swarupa. So here, one has attained moksha. We'll discuss it a little more later on. Let us go to the Kabhashyam now. So yesterday we saw karmanam anarambhat aprarambhat karmanam means kriyanam yajnadinam iha janmani janmantreva anushtitanam upatta duritta kshaya hetutvena hattvashuddhi karananam tat karanatvena cha jnanotpatti dvarena jnananishtha hetunam. Okay. All this we have seen already. Jnanam utpadyate pumsam shayat papasya karmanaha. We also saw the beautiful sentence from Shanti Parva Mahabharatam. Now, ityaya smaranat anarambhat ananushthanat. So, ananushthanat anarambhat naishkarmyam. Now, good. Next, today's have come to the class. Naishkarmyam. What is naishkarmyam? Nishkarma bhavaha. Nishkarma bhavaha is equal to naishkarmyam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives a very beautiful word, karma shunyata. So Naishkarmi, actionlessness should not be mistaken for physical inactivity. Okay? Physically remaining inactive. Giving up physical activities. Non-performance of physical activities should not be mistaken for remaining physically inactive. Not doing anything should not be mistaken for actionlessness. Actionlessness is the swarupam of the Atma, the pure consciousness. We know pure consciousness existence is a teacher of all pervasiveness. Therefore, it is changelessness, motionlessness. Therefore, action is not possible for on the part of the Atma. No function, no action. Even though all functions and actions are happening because of the presence of the Atma, Atma by itself is what? Is of the nature of actionlessness. Sayalinmai Atma Swarupam. Therefore, Nishkarma Bhavaha. Karma Shunyata. So, Karma Shunyata. How does a person attain that? So, here attaining Naishkarmya means attaining the knowledge of one's own essential nature being actionlessness. I'm repeating, you can never attain actionlessness because actionlessness is your own swarupam. How can sun attain illumining nature, illumination? Sun cannot attain illumination because it is not something different from the sun. Similarly, fire cannot attain the burning power, isn't it? Similarly, it is already swarupam. Here also, actionlessness is not something to be attained physically. Actionlessness here implies what? The swarupam. Therefore, discovering one's own swarupam being actionlessness, discovering one's own essential nature being consciousness, thereby discovering actionlessness being the nature of consciousness, is attaining actionlessness. And how can you discover one's own essential nature, one's own swarupam? Only by going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. So here it is said. So Naishkarmyam means Nishkarma Bhavaha. Nishkarma Bhavaha means Karma Shunyata. Karma Shunyata means what? Jnana Yogena Nishtha. Nishtha means what? The doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own nature being actionlessness by going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Okay, so it is Jnanam. Jnanam implying Mokshaha is Naishkarmi. For Nishkriyatma Swarupena Eva Avasthanam, very beautiful. What is Naishkarmyam? Nishkriya Atma Swarupena Eva Avasthanam. Avasthanam means what? Firm abidance in one's own self as having one's own nature as actionlessness. Nishkriya is what? Nishkriya Atmaswarupam. Nishkriya is what? Of actionlessness is one's own swarupam. So avasthana means what? A firm abidance. Firm abidance with one's own essential nature of actionlessness. Firm abidance, the one's own nature of actionlessness means what? Remaining one's own self. Remaining one's own self means having right identity. Having shifted one's identity from anatma, body, mind, and complex. And having discovered one's own, having taken ownership of pure consciousness as one's own swarupam. Thereby understanding actionlessness being one's own swarupam. And remaining as one's own swarupam, one's own self, one's own swarupam. Remaining as one's own self with one's own essential nature of actionlessness is what? Naishkarmyam, which is nothing but clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own self, which itself is mokshaha. That's why jnana yogena nishtha. Nishkriyatma swarupena eva avasthanam. Iti yavat. Purushaha. So this is the Naishkarmyam. Naishkarmyam means what? Naishkarmyam implies mokshaha. Naishkarmyam implies clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own self, one's own nature, being actionlessness. That knowledge, that vision, purushaha na ashnute, ashnute literally means what? Eats, enjoys. Ashnute also means eats, enjoys. But here, na prapnoti, a person does not attain clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own nature, being actionlessness, one's own self, does not attain. If a person does not perform his duties, if a person does not go through the discipline of karma yoga, so non-performance of actions, that's word implies not living a life of karma yoga, not going to the discipline of karma yoga, not living a life of panchamahayagnas. Understand? A person does not attain mokshaha, does not attain the ascertained vision of one's own self. Okay. Now, we want the naishkarmyam, nishkarma bhavam, karma shunyatam, karma yogena nishtham, nishkriyatma swarupena eva avasthanam iti yavat. Purushaha na ashnute. Na ashnute means na prapnoti ityartha. Okay. Now we'll go to the next sentence. Karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam na ashnute iti vachanat. By this statement, a person does not attain moksha, does not attain actionlessness in terms of moksha or ascertained vision of the self as a result of non-performance of actions, as a result of not going to the discipline of karma yoga, from this statement, we understand tad viparyayat, on the contrary to this statement, tesham arambhat naishkarmyam ashnute iti gamyate. Now, what is the teaching arrived here? Kim gamyate. Gamyate means what is the fact, what the teaching actually arrived at, understood here. Tesham arambhat means karmanam arambhat naishkarmyam ashnute. Definitely, as a result of performance of actions, as a result of living a life of karma yoga, as a result of going to discipline of karma yoga, as a result of living a life of panchamahayagnas, definitely in due course of time, a person taps Bhagavan's grace. If parabdha papam becomes neutralized, thereby the pratibandhas, obstacles become resolved. Thereby the person becomes capable of managing one's emotions. Thereby he will be sharp enough to have viveka vairagyam. thereby he becomes eligible for going to discipline of Jnana Yoga. Definitely the person can, with the focus, attention, go through discipline of Jnana Yoga. He can attain Jnanam, thereby definitely the person attains Mokshaha. Long sentence, okay? This much is implied by that one small sentence. Karmanam arambhat naishkarmyam ashnute. Anarambhat naishkarmyam na ashnute. Arambhat naishkarmyam ashnute. So, tesham means kesham. Karmanam arambhat naishkarmyam ashnute. If a person goes through the discipline of karma yoga, he performs all his nityanimittika karmas, how can he miss Bhagavan's grace? There's no way. Why? Living a life of karma yoga, living a life of panchamaha yajnas means having one's life filled with Bhagavan throughout. There's not even a fraction of second Bhagavan is away from one's life. Not even a fraction of second. From time, the morning you open your eyes until you fall asleep, Bhagavan is always there. Never forgotten, ever remembered Bhagavan. You're conscious of Bhagavan because you're conscious of Dharma, you're conscious, you're very alert, you're conscious of making use of your willpower, you're thoughtful of making use of your knowledge of right and wrong, you're very, very thoughtful of not doing anything wrong. So you're alert. At the same time, you're relaxed also because your will is surrendered to Bhagavan. Therefore, now Bhagavan's, there's abundance of grace one can tap only by living life of karma yoga. Therefore, naishkaryam nischayena ashnute. Okay. Kasmat punaha, kasmat karanat karmanam anarambhat naishkaryam na ashnute iti. Okay, that's okay. We understand. What is the reason then? Why is it said that one does not attain naishkarmyam, one does not attain jnanam, mokshaha, as a result of non-performance of actions? By not going through discipline of karma yoga, why is it said one does not attain moksha? Does not attain jnanam. Then the answer is given. Uchyate. So you have to give reason, you know. Anything you say, you must give the reason. Karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam na ashnute. Why? Why is it said? What's the reason for it? Suppose, without going through the discipline of karma yoga, simply a person goes through the discipline of jnana yoga, only jnana yoga. All them listening. Shavanam. If I do, why can't I attain jnanam? You can do any amount of shavanam. You will not be able to assimilate it. You will not be able to reflect upon it. You will not be able to grasp it sometimes. If you are able to grasp it also, you cannot ascertain it. You will not be eligible to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Why? Because you will not be able to have contemplative mental disposition. If you must have a contemplative mental disposition. Only then you can ascertain, understanding the teaching is possible. Having the doubt, resolving the doubts is possible. Constantly dwelling upon what you have understood also is possible. Assimilating, ascertaining is possible. Enjoying the benefit of the teaching also is possible. Only if you have contemplative mental disposition. And contemplative mental disposition, you cannot buy it. You cannot bribe Bhagavan and get it also. You have to have Bhagavan's grace, which means pratibandhas must be resolved. for which papam has been utilized. It is not possible to have vairagyam. Without vairagyam, it is impossible to have a distraction-free attention. If you still have passion for things in the world, you still have passion for arthakama dharmas, attention will be all the time dragged, grabbed by your sense organs, by the objects, the craving desires. Attention will be grabbed. It is not possible for you to be focused. Of course, you may have a 10 degree of focus, but you will not be adequately focused. You cannot have steady mind. Distraction-free attention is not at all possible. You will be distracted by so many things. It's an easy joke. So if a person has to have distraction-free focus attention, one must have vairagyam. Vairagyam means what? Dispassion towards all arthakama dharmas. It is not possible unless you have viveka. Viveka must become very firm. Now, repeat listening. Simply, viveka is not still very firm. Why? Because pratibandhas, you know, you are not able to see that. The discrete understanding is not very firm. Still, it is not very firm because something is blocking. Pratibandhas are there. Parabdha papa will not allow. That is why it's very important for one to just surrender. Surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order. And one has to make the best use of one's knowledge of right and wrong to live one's life consciously in conformity with Dharma. That means no choice. One has to do one's nityanimittika karmas. That is how you can tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace. That's the only way. A living of karma yoga means you're converting a life into a worshipful life. The whole life becomes worship. Work becomes worship. Apart from worship, life itself becomes a worshipful life. Anything you do becomes, even your yawning and sneezing will become a worship. Because Bhagavan is the goal. Therefore, Uchyate, the answer is given, why? What is the reason for not attaining actionlessness, mokshaha, as a result of not going to the discipline of karma yoga? Uchyate, karma arambhasya eva naishkarmya upayatvat. Very nice. Karmarambha means what? Here, karmarambha, commencement or beginning of actions. So, beginning of actions, commencement of actions implies performance of one's prescribed duties. Performance of one's prescribed duties, one's own duties. So, performance of prescribed duties means performance of nityanimittika karmani. The performance of nityanimittika karmani definitely does not make a person go against dharma. So, kamya karmas may make a person go against dharma. So, nityanimittika karmani, a person does means a person's life becomes a worshipful life. Life of panchamaha yajnas. Therefore, karmarambhasya eva naishkarmya upayatvat. Karmarambhasya eva naishkarmya upayatvam asti. What does it mean? Performance of actions implying living a life of karma yoga has, the discipline of karma yoga has the status of being the means of preparing one's mind for going through the discipline of jnana yoga, thereby attaining jnanam in terms of actionlessness. Understand? Naishkarmya upayatvam asti. Karmarambhasya naishkarmya upayatvam asti. What does it mean? The discipline of karma yoga performance of actions has the status of being an indirect means of attainment of jnanam. Karma yoga, performance of actions, has the status of being an indirect means of attainment of naishkarmyam. Understand? Okay. Now he says, Nahi upayam antarena upaya praptihi asti. Let me make it up, our own sentence. Upayam antarena upaya praptihi nasti. Upayaha means. Upayaha means what? Upayam, upaya, upayaha means end. What is to be attained is upayam. The means by which the goal has been attained is upaya. Upayam antarena. Antarena means vina. Upayena vina. Upayena vina. Sadhanena vina. Sadhya praptihi nasti. Upayena vina. Upaya praptihi nasti. Without the means, goal, the end cannot be accomplished. It is not, there is no attainment of the goal without the means. Upayam vina, upayam antarena. Antarena is indeclinable word like vina. Upayam antarena. Upaya praptihi nasti. There's no such a thing called attainment of the goal without a means. An end without a means. And what is the mean here? Karma yogaha, performance of one's nityanimittika karmas, performance of one's duties is the only means of eligibility, only means of the attainment of eligibility for going through the discipline of jnana yoga, which should culminate in the attainment of jnanam, the mokshaha. Therefore, karma yogaha, performance of actions, has the status of being an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, naishkarmyam. Point. Okay, having said that, he says, karma yoga upayatvam cha naishkarmya lakshanasya jnana yogasya shutau ihacha pratipadanat. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada is very thoughtful. You know, not an ordinary. We are so fortunate to read his words, his commentary. He says, you Shankara Bhagavatpada, he doesn't say, I am saying here. What is the evidence? When you say something, when you write a commentary on these words, the commentary must be in conformity with the Shruti and Smriti, the authentic sources of knowledge. So he says, Shrutau ihacha. Iha means in this Bhagavad Gita. Iha means here. Here means what? In this Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is what? Smriti Prasthanam. In Shruti Prasthanam and in Smriti Prasthanam. In both important, in original text Shruti, in the Veda Shastram, in the Upanishads, also in here in Smriti Grantha Bhagavad Gita, here also, there is Pratipadanam, there is instruction, there is teaching. As there is revealed, as there is the teaching, as there is instruction. Instruction what? In the Shruti, in the original Veda Shastram, Upanishads, and also here in this Bhagavad Gita, Shrutau Iha Cha. Iha is equal to Bhagavad Gita Yam. Shrutau in the Upanishads, also in, okay, say Veda Shastram, also here in the Bhagavad Gita, it is made very clear. There is an instruction. What is the instruction? Karma Yoga Upayatvam Cha Naishkarmya Lakshanasya Jnana Yogasya. See, Karma Yoga has the, see now, Shankara Bhagavatpada shifted his statement from Karmarambha to Karma Yoga. Understand now? We all have to make note of it. Karma Arambaha means, literal meaning is what? Commencement, beginning of actions. What the implied meaning? Performance of actions. What exactly is meant by that? Karma Yoga. So, Karma Yoga has upayatvam. First he said, Karma Arambasya Naishkarmya Upayatvam. The same, don't think I am repeating, okay? Shankara Bhagavatpada repeats same thing differently. How? Karma Yogasya Upayatvam Asti. Karma Yoga Upayatvam means what? Karma Yoga has the status of being an in means of attainment of Naishkarmyam. Mokshaha. Characterized by what? The discipline, going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Naishkarmya Lakshanasya Jnana Yogasya. Karma Yoga Upayatvam Asti. Karma Yoga Upayatvam. Karma Yogasya Upayatvam. Karma Yoga Upayatvam. Are you following? Okay. So Karma Yoga has the status of being the means of preparing a person mentally for going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, which should culminate in the vision of one's own nature being actionlessness. So, Naishkarmya Lakshanasya Jnana Yogasya Karma Yoga Upayatvam Pratipaditam Asti. There's a Pratipadanam. There is a clear teaching, clear instruction, clear statement in the Upanishads and also in this Bhagavad Gita. Means what? We cannot change. We cannot question. Why should I not do this? Shruti says, your Shraddha in the Shruti, you have to follow. And whatever Shruti says, Smriti repeats, reproduces. Smriti does not contradict what Shruti says. Is it? Whatever Smriti says, what Shruti says, Smriti also says. What Upanishad says, Bhagavad Gita repeats. Bhagavad Gita reproduces. So in both the texts, there is emphasis. There is teaching. There is a statement. Okay? Given. What is that? Karma Yoga is the means of attainment of, in that means of attainment of moksha, by preparing the mind for going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Understand? So, there's no choice. See, when the reason is given, they say fifth case, Pratipadanat, Pratipadanam Asti. Okay. Now he gives the example. He has to give some Shruti. He simply said, there is a statement in the Shruti. Which Shruti? There are so many statements in the Shruti, different contexts. And he gives one important statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. If a statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is given as a Shruti statement. So in support of what he said, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Exactly, the whole mantra he does not present here. He presents a part, a tiny one sentence of a long mantra. The 22nd mantra of 4th Brahmanam of 4th section of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There is a mantra. Why? Look at this. It is not simply, it's not Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to say that it's not his commentary like that. His commentary is based on what is said in the Upanishad, what is going to be said in other chapters of Bhagavad Gita also. So first he gives as a proof, he gives the statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quotation. Shrutau tavat prakritasya atmalokasya vedyasya vedana upayatvena. Okay. Let me first explain the first sentence. See, vedanam means not Tamil vedanai. It's not vedana. Okay. Vedanam in Tamil vedana means pain, agony. But here vedanam means what? Knowing. Gerund. What is the root? Vit is the dhatuhu. Veti is the verb. And Vedaha, masculine noun. Vedanam, neuter noun. Vedaha, knowledge. Vedanam, knowing. Vid, Veti. Knows. Vidya, knowledge. Vedaha, knowledge. Masculine word, feminine word. Vidya, knowledge. Vedaha, knowledge. Vedanam, knowing. So, Vedana upaya, Vedanasya upayaha, Vedana upayaha. Means of knowing. So, Vedana upayatvam means what? Having the status of being the means of knowing. You know? So, what is that which has a status of being the means of knowing? Knowing the Atma. Atma lokaha means Atma only. Means of knowing the absolute reality, ultimate truth, obtaining as one's own self, and which is to be discovered, Vedyam. Vedyam is a potential passive participle, which has to be known, which can be known, which has to be known, is Vedyam. What is Vedyaha? Atmalokaha Vedyaha. Atma lokaha vedya means Atma has to be known. So for knowing the Atma which has to be known, Karma Yoga has the status of being the means, indirect means of knowing the Atma which has to be known. Why it's Vedyam? There's no choice. We have to discover. There's no choice about knowing the Atma. Oh my God, why should I make efforts to prepare my mind? Why should I go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga? Why should I study Shastram? I don't want it. Let me leave it. If you want moksha, you have to know. No choice. We don't want moksha, we want to be bound, we want to go through life of paths of opposite, suffer, go. You don't need to know. No, I want to be free from worries, I want to be free from problems, but I want to, you have to know. That's why Vedya. Now, Atma Lokaha Vedya, Atma has to be known. And for knowing that Atma, which has to be known choicelessly, only karma yoga has the status of being the indirect means. Okay. And what Atmaloka Prakrutaha, Prakrutaha, Atmalokaha, Prakrutaha means in that context, Shutau means in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Shutau means in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a subject matter of Atma and as a means of knowing that Atma, which has to be known choicelessly, and which was the subject matter of the discussion, for that, it is said in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the Karma Yoga has to be followed. Okay. Maybe before I go to that, why Atma is called Lokaha? Very interesting. Side note. Atma, it would have been enough if he simply said Atma. Why would Atma Lokaha? See, very, must know this. Look Dhatu. It's a Dhatu look. English look and Sanskritam look. Okay? Looking at. Isn't it? At least one root which has look same, look dhatu, lokayati, lokayate. Lochayati also, alochayati, alokayati, lokayate. See, that which looks at the world, that which sees the world is lokaha. Lokayate iti lokaha, one meaning. Then Atma is called loka. World also is called lokaha. Why world is called lokaha? Lokyate iti lokaha. That which is seen is also lokaha. That which sees is also lokaha. Lokayate iti Atma lokaha. Lokaha lokyate iti world is lokaha. So that which sees is lokaha, that which is seen is also lokaha. I'm going to be very careful here. So Atma lokaha here means the all pervasive, abstract, formless reality, which is the only seer of the whole universe, is Atma lokaha. The only seer, the only knower is Atma lokaha. Listen, Atma is the only knower of the whole Jagat. Atma lokaha. So that Atma is the Vedyaha. Before here, as see, karma having the status of being a means of knowing the Atma, which has to be known, and which is subject matter of the subject matter discussion, for which, what is the statement here? Tametam Vedanuvachanena Brahmanaha Vividishanti Yajnena. I want to at least one more, two more words you can write it there, just for you to be clear. I prefer that. You know, what is that? Let me tell you. I got a sentence to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Beautiful portion. Actually, I'm so tempted to go to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and explain, but I don't want to do it. Okay. What is it said? Let me tell you. See, the 22nd was in between. Tametam Vedanuvachanena Brahmanaha Vividishanti Yajnena. There the Bhashyam Shankaragupada stops with the Yajnena. We add Danena Tapasa Anashakena. Yajnena Danena Tapasa Anashakena. Yetameva viditva munir bhavati. யக்ஞேன தானேன தபசா அநாசகேன ஏதம் ஏவ விதித்வா முனிஹி பவதி. ஏதம் ஏவ விதித்வா முனிஹி பவதி. வில் ஸ்டாப், தி சென்டென்சஸ் பிகம்ஸ் கம்ப்ளீட். ஓகே. யக்ஞேன தானேன தபசா அநாசகேன ஏதம் ஏவ விதித்வா முனிஹி பவதி. காட் இட்? சென்டென்ஸ் பிகம்ஸ் கம்ப்ளீட். So what he says, three important aspects of karma. If a person who lives a life of karma yoga, he cannot afford to miss this. Yajnena, tapasa. Yajnena, danena, tapasa. யக்ஞஹா தானம் தபஹா. யக்ஞஹா தானம் தபஹா. தி அநாசக அநாசகம் தபஹா. யக்ஞஹா தானம் தபஹா. So by following these three, strictly following யக்ஞஹா தானம் தபஹா, the following these three means what? Living a clean life of dharma. Living a clean life of dharma with a purpose. Which means living a life of karma yoga, living a life of panchamaha yajnas. Got it? So it is said here, Brahmanaha. Here Brahmanaha means, who are the Brahmanaha here? Vaidikaha. People who have Shraddha in the Shastram. In this, see, earlier I said Brahmanaha means people who have vision of the Brahman. Brahmajnaha. Brahmavidaha. But here not Brahmavidaha. Here Brahmanaha means Vaidikaha, who strictly live a life enjoined by the Shastram, who have faith in the words of the Shastram. For them, following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram is the most important, their priority. Such people are Brahmanaha here. Brahmanaha vividishanti vetum icchanti. Vetum icchanti iti vividishanti. Vividishanti is a desiderative verb. Vetum icchanti means what? Brahmanaha, the Vaidikaha, who have faith in the Shastram, who strictly follow the life enjoined by the Shastram, are desirous of knowing, they want to know. Vividishanti means they want to know, they are desirous of knowing. That is why they are Brahmanaha. See, those who have discovered Bhagavad Brahma also are Brahmanaha. And those who follow the Brahma, Veda Shastram, they're also Brahmanaha. You know, like Brahmachari, Brahmanaha means the one whose mind always is placed in the Veda is Brahmachari. Brahmani Charati Manaha, yes, yeah. Isn't it? All the student means all the time he must be with Sajjaya Shastra study only. He's called Brahmachari. It's like a Brahman. Brahmanaha here means Brahmanaha are those who whose minds are always placed in the subject matter of the Shastram. So, who strictly follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, they are Brahmanaha. The word Brahmanaha is a beautiful word. Every context, you get a beautiful meaning. So, Brahmanaha, the very purpose of being a Brahmanaha is what? Vividishanti. They want to know. They are desirous of knowing. Knowing whom? Tam. Knowing that Paramatma, the only truth of the whole cosmos, the only cause of the whole cosmos. Tam Paramatmanam. Etam. Obtaining as one's own self. Tam etam. The two poems come. Tam Paramatmanam. Etam Atmanam. they are desirous of knowing brahmanaha who are desperately seeking to know paramatma, obtaining as the nearest self. How do they want to know? Vedanuvachanena. Veda anuvachanena. Vedanuvachanam is one of the panchamaha yajnas. Veda anuvachanam means Veda adhyayanam. Veda adhyayanam means they learn to chant the Veda mantras, and what they also practice the what they have learned to chant also. Therefore, those who are given to the discipline of chanting the Veda mantras, and they, okay, so Vedana Vachanam means what? Learning to chant the mantras and learning to and practicing what they have learned to chant by repeated chanting. Isn't it? So Veda Parayanam is Vedana Vachanam. So Vedana Vachanena means Veda Parayanena. The chant, learning to chant the mantras correctly and again practicing those, the chanting, to memorize those mantras is Vedana Vachanam. So by, that's a vachikam karma. That's also, mind also must be involved there. So that's a karma. That is a one of the panchamaha yajnas. The brahma yajna. They do that karma. And also they perform rituals. Yajnena. They perform yajna means they perform ritual, fire ritual means they worship. They also follow the Deva Yajna. So when the two yajnas are mentioned, Brahma Yajna and Deva Yajna are mentioned. Therefore what? Definitely they are people of, by following Panchamaha Yajnas, by living a life of Karma Yoga, these Brahmanaha, why? Ultimately what is the goal? They want to prepare their minds for going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Because ultimately they are desirous of knowing the Atma. So what? Karma Yoga has the status of being the means of knowing the Atma, which has to be known and which is the subject matter of the discussion. Tametam vedano vachanena brahmanaha vidishanti yajnena danena tapasa. Yajnena danena tapasa. So jnana danena, also by living a charity, danam stands for manushya yajnaha. Tapas stands for what? Tapas means what? Tapas here means commitment to live a life of dharma. So that stands for all other yajnas. So jnanam, sorry, danam, tapaha, yajnaha. Three words imply living a life of panchamaha yajnas, which means living a life of karma yoga, which means strictly doing one's prescribed duties. So even in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is very clearly stated, jnanena yajnena tapasa, tapas which is cannot be destroyed, yetameva viditva. Finally, by following all that, becoming mentally prepared, becoming qualified for going to discipline of Jnana Yoga, then that going to discipline of Jnana Yoga, finally, they are having attained the knowledge of that Atma, obtaining as one's own self, yetameva viditva, munihi bhavati. Munihi means manana shilaha bhavati. A person becomes a person of absolute mastery over one's mind. Munihi is the one who has absolute mastery over one's mind. Okay. Ityadina. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada says, come on, I am not saying. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not say that he is saying everything. In his commentary, he says, his commentary is purely based on what is said in the Upanishads or what is said in the Bhagavad Gita. What is said in the Shastram only. You have to see in between he reminds us of the tradition, sampradaya. No traditional teacher can claim any credit for oneself. It has to be given to the parampara. The whole parampara has to give the credit to Shastram. Shastram gives credit to Bhagavan only. So, Tametam Vedana Vachanena Brahmanaha Vidishanti Yajnena Tapasa Yajnena Danena Tapasa Tameva Etam Viditva Etame Viditva Munir Bhavati Munihi Bhavati. Okay. Ityadina means by statements such as these, Karma Yogasya Jnana Yoga Upayatvam Pratipaditam. Please don't think I am repeating. Shankara Bhagavatpada repeats his statement. Karma Yogasya Jnana Yoga Upayatvam Pratipaditam. Karma Yoga has Upayatvam. By statement such as this, it has been revealed, Pratipaditam, it has been revealed that Karma Yoga has the status of being the means of preparing the mind for going through discipline of Jnana Yoga. So Karma Yoga is the Upayaha, Jnana Yoga is the Upeyaha. Jnana Yoga is the Upayaha, Jnanam is the Upeyaha, Upeyam. Jnanam is the Upeyam, Upayaha, Moksha is the Upeyaha. Then what? You have to stop there. You can't go ahead, isn't it? Karma Yoga Upayaha, Jnana Yoga Upeyaha. Jnana Yoga Upayaha, Jnanam Upeyam. Jnanam upayam mokshaha upeyaha. Means and end. So now completely karma arambha he left. He has come to the verse which he has come to what? Karma yoga. Understand now? Karma yogasya jnana yoga upayatvam pratipaditam. Karma Yoga having the status of being the means of preparation for the discipline of Jnana Yoga has been revealed by statements such as this. Okay. Now, not only in Upanishad, Iha cha, Shrutau, Father, he explained. Now, Iha cha, Iha means here also in this Bhagavad Gita, the Smriti. Iha apicha, sanyasas. Now he presents beautiful sentences. Sanyasas tu mahabaho, dukkhamaptu mayogataha. Sanyasas tu mahabaho, dukkhamaptu mayogataha. Okay, one sentence. Shankara Bhagavatpada is very, very carefully presents the teaching. See, one cannot directly take to a life of sannyasa. One cannot directly try to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Now you are studying Shravanam, you are doing. But this Shravanam is only helpful in for living a life of Karma Yoga. You understand the importance of Jnana Yoga, isn't it? The Shravanam has been done for a long time. So he says, see, being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga means either one must have become physically also sannyasi, one must go through sannyasa mentally also. At least one must go through sannyasa mentally. Isn't it? So without having mental sannyasa bent of mind, without mental makeup of a sannyasi, without having viveka vairagyam, the person simply takes the life of sannyasa, wears externally, outwardly saffron robes. But he is not mentally prepared. Then I tell you, he will be going through misery. He will be very miserable. Why? He cannot be a sannyasi because he is not ready for it. He cannot go and live with karma or grihastha also because he has come to this. Then what now? Dukkham. So, Sama Sanya, hey Mahabaho, o mighty armed Arjuna, Sanya, Ayogataha, Sanyasaha, Dukkham, Aptum. Ayogataha means without being prepared, without being qualified, without having adequate mental preparation, required for going to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, required for being a sannyasi. The person is given sannyasa means it is very difficult. Dukkham. It involves strain, pain and misery. You cannot enjoy such a person cannot attain the benefit of Karma Yoga. He does not live a life of Karma Yoga. He can attain the benefit of Jnana Yoga also because he is not ready for it. So he will be neither here nor there. He is not accomplished of anything. Life will be ruined. Wasted. Understand? Therefore, one does not need to jump for anything. Just follow the teaching. Nobody is inferior. Nobody is superior. Just as Pujya Swamiji always says, Chakkani Raja Margamo. Swamiji used to quote this Tyagaraja Stain sentence. Karma Yoga is a beautifully designed, I always say this, non-improvably well-designed way of life. This discipline, follow this discipline and we have a very beautiful, stress-free, relaxed life. And you are placed on the right track. Don't need to worry about anything. There's no accident. There's no failure. There's no loss. There's nothing. Comfortable journey. And you'll see it will exactly lead you where you have to be there. To that end. Isn't it? Okay. So here he says one more sentence. Yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye. Yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye. So all these people who are aspiring for knowledge and who have moksha as their ultimate goal, having their focus on mental preparation, having their focus on mental preparation in terms of mental purification, for the sake of mental preparation, mental purification, Atma Shuddhaye mainly for mental purification, they perform their duties. Karma Kurvanti, they perform their prescribed duties. How? As yoga. How does the karma become yoga? Prepare to discipline. When they perform without attachment to the results of actions. சங்கம் தியக்த்வா ஆத்மசுத்தையே யோகினா கர்ம குர்வந்தி. த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் கிவன் டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் கர்ம யோகா ஆர் யோகிஸ் அண்ட் தே பர்ஃபார்ம் தேர் நித்யநைமித்திக கர்மாஸ், தே டூ தேர் டியூட்டிஸ் இன் கன்ஃபார்மிட்டி வித் தர்மா ஆஃப் கோர்ஸ். பட் சங்கம் தியக்த்வா, கிவிங் அப் தி அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டு தி ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் without attachment, giving up the attachment, they perform their duties specifically for mental purification. Atma shuddhaye karma kurvanti. So sangam tyaktva, giving up attachment means what? Giving up attachment means they perform actions for the results, expecting the results, but without being dependent on results for their happiness and security. They want the results, they do expect the results, but they're prepared to accept any result with the sameness of mind, and they are not dependent on the results for their happiness. Therefore, that's how they perform. For what? The focus is on mental purification. Okay. It is said in Bhagavad Gita. Then, yajno danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. All beautiful sentences. We are going to see. We have seen. We are going to see also. Yajno danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. When we come across these verses, we'll be elaborately understanding everything. Yajnaha stands for Deva Yajna, performance of rituals, daily worship. Danam stands for Manushya Yajna, being charitable, being living a life of contribution. Not least being charitable implies what? Being a life of, living a life of contribution, living a contributive life. Contributing for the welfare, wellness of the society around. Then tapahacha, tapas, all these three are manishinam pavanani. Manishi means what? Intelligent people who have purushartha nischayaha. Manishi, people who are convinced of their goal in life, people who are convinced of their commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, people who are convinced of the importance of dharma, people who are convinced, therefore people who are very intelligent, and such people, for such people, யஜ்யஹ தானம் தபஹ ஆர் பாவனானி. சி பாவனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பியூரிஃபையிங். சோ தட் விச் பியூரிஃபைஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பாவனம். சோ தி யஜ்யஹ தானம் தபஹ, தீஸ் த்ரீ ஆர் பியூரிஃபைட்ஸ். டிரைவ் ஃப்ரம் த ரூட் பு, புனாதி, புனாதி இதி பாவனம். புனாதி மீன்ஸ் பியூரிஃபைஸ். That which purifies, punati iti pavanam pavitram. How can you purify yourself? What is purification? So jalasnanam shariram punati. So sharir is shariram pavanam bhavati jalasnanena. Isn't it? So teertha svikaranena. Om Achyutaya Namaha, Om Anantaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha. When you take water inside, this is teertha svikaranena. Antashuddhihi. It's because Bhagavan is remembered. But by living a life of karma yoga, but not forgetting Bhagavan even for a fraction of a second in one's life. Because everything you do with, isn't it? The whole life itself is lived for discovering Bhagavan as one's own Swarupam. Therefore, Bhagavan is the priority in life. Such people, Pavanani. These are the for which mind has become pure, isn't it? The pure and steady. So having Bhagavan, discovering Bhagavan as one's own Swarup means what? Having Bhagavan installed in the sanctum sanctorum of one's own mind. That's why it needs a lot of cleansing and purifying. How can you purify? Just live a clean life. Yajnaha, Dhanam, Tapaha. Three disciplines stand for Panchamaha Yajnas. Just living a life karma yoga. A life governed by dharma. Ityadi pratipada ishyati. So in Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan is going to reveal the same teaching through such statements. What is the teaching? Karma Yoga has the status of being the means of preparing the mind for going through discipline of Jnana Yoga, thereby to attain Jnanam, which itself is Moksha, implied by the term Naishkarmyam. Before I go to the next topic, next sentence. The next sentence, some doubt is presented. The doubt is like an objection, Purapaksha. See, Karma Yoga is highly glorified. When the discipline is prescribed for a person who has yet to become eligible for the attainment of Jnanam. If a person has not yet attained adequate degree of Viveka Vairagyam, then for him, Karma Yoga is the only means. He has to, no choice. There is no shortcut method. As Swami used to say, there is no fast food business here. You have to go through a life of Karma Yoga. Therefore, if a person has to follow Karma Yoga, he must have Shraddha in that lifestyle, the Shraddha in the discipline. He must strictly follow it because it is life lived having Bhagavan as the goal. And one must strictly live a life of dharma also. Therefore, Karma Yoga is highly glorified. And the same Karma Yoga will not be glorified when the Jnana Yoga is glorified. Why? For a person who is already adequately prepared, he is Vairagyam. He is the person who knows the limitations of everything in life. He knows the limitations of any form of artha in any form, wealth in any form. He knows the limitation of any amount of pleasures one can enjoy. He knows the limitations of all pleasures. Enjoy, possibly enjoyable in this world. And also even without going to heaven also, one can already know limitations of pleasures enjoyable in heaven also. Because Shastram says, no, any pleasure is time bound. So, ihaloka sukam, paraloka sukam, the person knows. So, the person who is very clear, no more interested in even paraloka sukam. However tempting the in Veda mantras, in the Karma Kanda, there are portions which are very tempting and which do the greatest job of tourism promotion program present in the Karma Kanda. In spite of all that, there are people who are not interested in Swarga Sukham, Paraloka Sukham. We know it is time bound. We are not all interested in any Sukham in this world also. We know this is what? This much only. Isn't it? That's Vairagyam. No more interest in any form of wealth. So what? So, even in Punya Karma, all they want only Bhagavad Swarupa Jnanam. Such a person, if the person has such a prepared mind, There's a mind which is not drawn, which cannot be dragged at all, which cannot be drawn by anything in the world. Such a mind a person has, for him, Karma Yoga, for such a person, Karma Yoga will not be praised. Only Jnana Yoga will be praised, glorified. And he must go through discipline of Jnana Yoga only. And having such a mental makeup itself is a punyam, result of the punya karma a person must have, a life, clean life a person must have lived before. Either in this Janma or in previous Janma, a person must have lived a very clean life, that he has this blessing, that he has got such a mind. Viraktihi, viragaha. Kasya sukham karoti na viragaha. Viragaha kasya sukham na karoti. No, dispassion definitely will bless a person with sukham. But it's a maturity, that means maturity, understanding. Dispassion must be born of the understanding. So it's a maturity. For him, Karyana Yoga is praised. Then Sannyasa is praised. So in the context of glorifying Sannyasa, in the context of glorifying Jnana Yoga, even Sannyasa is highly praised. Come on, what is this? You are such a person of such dispassion, need not be involved in any karma. Come on, complete naishke, completely giving up everything, as for only for Jnanam. Such statements are also there. So quoting such statement, now the person is going to present a puru. He asked for some doubt, I think, which we should see next class, relaxed. I need to explain that properly. Is it clear now? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.